Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friend of the show, Jacob Calvin Meyer, put out a tweet earlier today. It reads, exactly 1 year ago, the Orioles crushed the Yankees 17-5 in the Bronx. Our own Jason Lockenfour was there with his son.
Yes.
Since the start of 2023, the Orioles were 150-86 after that game, a .636 winning percentage. Since that win, they've played exactly 162 games.
Yes, they have.
They are 74-88. So...
74-90 if you include the playoffs.
Yeah, well, but we don't do that in these exercises.
I do.
But yes, but not good. Not good at all.
23rd in Major League Baseball in win percentage since we got off that Amtrak train at Penn Station, Baltimore last year.
After taunting Yankee fans.
Yes.
Just
two more wins than the A's in that span. The A's have had two different homes in that span.
They have.
Only four more wins than the Pittsburgh P-Rots, and just four more wins than Beltway Ben's Halos in that span. The only teams with fewer wins than the Orioles since June 20th of last year, the A's, the Angels, the P-Rots, the Marlins, the Nats, the Rockies, and the White Sox. It's pretty bad. How about a minus 114 run differential over their last 162? That is 24th out of 30 major league teams. People want to tell you that the bats are the strength of this team. Well, over their last 162, they're 17th in runs scored. That would be worse than average.
Yes. So it's 30 teams, so average is 15.
There you go. Yeah. It'd be hard to call that a strength.
Quick math.
That's nice.
19th in on-base percentage.
Less than average.
That's just .312. 11th in slug, 13th in OPS.
Better than average.
Yeah, there you go. Bone good call.
Look, I watched that series in the Bronx, and I came home kind of pissed off because I'm like, this team has peaked. This team has peaked. They cannot. This is the best they can play. They played it. They were coming off a stretch where they played a tough schedule. They were about to go to Houston, which is never easy, and I felt like they were sprinting, and it's hard to sprint in a marathon sport. And so I questioned. I would say, no, I doubted, strongly doubted, that the GM would meet the moment, that he would understand that this was a young team overachieving in an all-out sprint, and that unless he added major pieces to this pie and did it sooner rather than later, they were going to run out of gas way sooner than anybody thought. And the way they were producing runs and the way they were preventing runs did not look replicable to me. Now, that's just one dude. I don't have an algorithm. I don't have proprietary data. I don't have wizards and warlocks, but I do know a little bit about baseball.
Yeah, and you got Beltway Ben.
And at that time, yes, but yeah. I wasn't collaborating with Beltway Ben as much then.
He was collaborating with the show, but yeah.
Yes. So, yeah. And then it fell apart. Detroit Tigers, 164. 100 wins, 64 losses over that same span. A team I was bullish on. So,
yes.
I think it does sort of crystallize, right? The moment this thing turned from everything going right to us to no longer a magic carpet ride. And we doubted whether that young team, probably over its head, had the people, coaches and players necessary to alter the vibes and get stuck in and fight through the inevitable regression that was right around the corner. Turns out they did not. And not only they did not, Elias thought nothing of any of those people's skills and didn't inject any personalities or grizzled veterans or hardened bad cops to help turn things around. No, they leaned into cosplay and changing their walk-up music.
It's fun.
That happened. So here we are a year later, and this team is playing better ball than early in the year, but still quite flawed. And I just think a year ago, for very different reasons, I said it's time to go to work as a front office and alter the course of this before it alters it for you, because it's going to alter it for you unless you intervene. And I would say now, even off a great win like last night, they're not keeping all of these dudes. O'Hearn and Mullins and Sagano and Eflin and Kittredge and whoever else want to add to it, Dominguez.
Yeah.
If any more, say you trade nobody.
Laureano.
Right. Say you trade none of them. I still don't think more than two of them tops are back next year.
Yeah.
And you're not winning the World Series this year. So you better act accordingly.
Orioles winning record under
17-14.
Yeah.
The problem is, when you're the second worst team in baseball prior to that,
it's a big
even
hole.
17-14 over your next 30-plus games doesn't do much.
They dug themselves a deep hole.
Now it's about salvaging what's left of the window. It's about replenishing the farm system so you can go out and make some trades this offseason. It's actually signing guys to multi-year deals this offseason, and there's going to be plenty of starting pitching available. It's about trying to put this thing back together. And it's also that point, June 20th, Adley Rutschman, 598 plate appearances, 643 OPS, 306 on base, 337 slug.
I mean, that's failure. People get benched for long stretches of time, or they get sent back to AAA if they have options and they're a part of your long-term plan.
Crush the ball into the dugout.
If they're not,
yesterday,
they probably just get DFA'd.
It's the hardest ball he's hit in a month.
He's... But you thought he was hitting the Dunkin' Donuts pretty hard in the second half of last year.
Yes, swinging a wet newspaper for a while, but not last night.
I mean, he's been a little better lately.
Yes,
but
he has. I kid because I care.
He needs to look. Gunner has gotten it going.
Oh yeah,
and turned it around and reversed the course of his season. We'll see if Adley Rutschman can do that. If he can't, then it's going to raise major questions about what his future is here and whether anybody wants to sign him to an extension and what that means. Look, they missed the moment last year. They could not recognize that team for what it was.
Eloy.
And they have never really recognized any of their teams in season. The team that was better than they thought it was going to be, but I said, hey, I think they can make the playoffs this year if everything goes right. They wanted to punt on. You can go back to that. He's never had the pulse of his own team. What's real? What's Fugazi? Which numbers matter? Which don't? What's replicable? What's about to fall off a cliff? Like, and that's in terms of their production and the way they produce or fail to produce, but also in how the pieces fit in that clubhouse.
Orioles and the Yankees start a three-game set tonight, 7:05 first pitch. Bordy and the Bone. It's Baltimore Baseball tonight at 6. And coming up next, we will preview this series. I actually also have to text someone for the Bone during the break. But we will,
we
will preview this Yankee series. Can the Orioles go to the Bronx and win a series? We're going to tell you next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.